My name is Fanto and I'm the project manager for WeChat Project. What makes WeChat Project different from other social projects? It's the fact that it doesn't pose as only a rescue mission. It's more of an intervention that provides concrete and sustainable methodology for actions and growth towards financial inclusion. And what do I mean by this? In this sense, what we've done is we've been able to identify that the problem is financial inclusion, but it doesn't end there. We know they will need skills to be able to, aside from gaining the knowledge of financial literacy, but they'll also need skills to be able to empower them to have an edge when it comes to their finances and their businesses. So what we've been able to do is provide financial literacy and entrepreneurship skills. So these women have been able to take advantage of this. And also what makes our project unique is that they've had options in terms of their saving capabilities. The women are mostly used to saving in small groups for various purposes, but at the end of the day, some of them have not been able to utilize these savings for things that are very beneficial to their growth. So what we've been able to do is design this saving and loan scheme for them to be able to have options and plan, and not just save, but plan how to be able to invest their savings into something that is more tangible. Another reason why our project is unique and different from other social projects is that we also provide longevity. We give them options for further continuity of the financial inclusion, which is in form of financial services. So it's not just a situation where they've been able to save, get loans, get knowledge of financial literacy and entrepreneurship, but we've been able to provide a sustainable way in which these women can still be able to engage the financial capacity and secure it in a more substantial way in form of the financial services like the loan and the pension scheme.